Parkway, Tree Lawn?
Parkway.
Okay.
That's what we called it.
Okay, that's, it's very strange how a great many people know what it is, but they have absolutely no name for it. I have no name.
We call it a parkway.
Mm-hmm. If you're walking along a road and a dog jumped out at you, you might say, I picked up a...
Picked up a rock, a brick.
And I...
Threw it.
Okay. If you go to somebody's house and knock on the door and there's no answer, you might say, I guess he's not...
Home.
All right. And if someone came to visit your mother and you met them in the yard, you might say, she's the house.
She's in the house.
Or she's the kitchen.
She's in the kitchen.
Okay. Then what is the beverage that most people drink for breakfast? I guess you're drinking now.
Coffee.
Okay. And there are two basic ways of drinking coffee. You could drink it
black. Yes, black or with cream and sugar.
All right. A synonym for black coffee might be?
How do you want your coffee? Black? How do you want your coffee? Straight.
All right. Did you ever hear barefoot coffee?
No.
Okay. And this is the same idea expressed in a different way. You might say, I like my coffee blank milk or blank milk.
With or without?
Mm-hmm. Would you do the whole phrase?
With milk or without milk.
Okay.
In New York, they call that regular coffee.
Which?
If you say in New York, I want what kind of coffee do you want? I'll take it regular. Regular means with cream and sugar, with milk and sugar.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So if you go up there, I mean, to me, if in Texas I heard, if I were to hear someone, I'll just take it regular. That would mean black.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the Northeast, that means with cream and sugar.
It wouldn't mean anything to me if they said regular.
Right.
I'd have to ask what they meant by it. Let's see. If someone is not going away from you, you'd say he's coming straight?
Toward me.
All right. You met a friend that you hadn't expected to see, and you're telling someone about it. You say, I just happened to run.
Into him. Into her.
All right. Child is given the same name as her mother. You'd say they named the child?
For her mother.
All right. The kind of animal that barks?
A dog.
And if you want your dog to attack another dog, you would say?
Kill. No. If I want my dog to bite?
To attack.
To attack, I'd say, God. Sick him.
All right. Anything to call him off?
No.
Okay. How about a dog that's no particular breed?
Mutt.
Suppose he's just totally worthless.
Mutt.
Okay. How about a small, noisy dog? Again, that's no particular breed.
Pain in the neck. Mutt. No, let's see. We'd say little mutt.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say. Would you know the word feist for a dog?
No.
Okay. And if there were a bad dog, you might warn someone and say, look out, that dog might...
Bite.
Yesterday he...
Bit.
And he has been...
Bitten.
Do you know the term dog bit?
I've been dog bit?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's not part of your normal speech.
I got one for you.
Ah?
My mother was in town. She drove through yesterday. She was just cracking up. There's some expressions. I don't know if you've heard them. I don't know where in the hell you'll put this on your thing.
We'll find a place.
She said to me, we came in from being out for dinner, and she asked me, I was ready to take off my coat, but what she said was, do you want to rest your wrap?
Rest your wrap?
Rest your wrap. It's an old expression, I suppose, that the blacks used to use. To rest your wrap means to take off your take off your coat. What else? Because I was thinking about you when we were going on some of these. Let's see, there was one other one. It'll come to me in a minute. I'll try and remember it.
Okay.
You can work it in there anyway, yeah.
Let me know.
You should have interviewed my mother.
We can get rest your wrap in there.
By the way, I found out that there were a couple of my grandparents that were born in Galveston, which is near Houston, but that I go back even fifth generation.
On which side?
Both.
Mm.
To being right in that area. I told you my grandfather was born in Alsace-Lorraine. He was. But the point is, he only was born there because his parents happened to be visiting there.
Mm-hmm.
The family had moved to Texas prior to his birth.
Oh.
So they were just sort of back visiting. So, but on my dad's side, it goes back at least fifth generation Texans.
That is a long way back.
Yeah, and in that area of Texas, mm-hmm. Southern, southeastern coastal plain.
Mm. Okay, in a herd of cattle, what would you call the male?